Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Gino has to field that high snap on third and 10, throws a dart, and he's picked. Center of the field, it's Byard. And Byard has some running room. Gets down nearly to the 20-35 on the return. Bears Nation that has descended here in Vegas, having a good old time.
He's just reading Geno Smith. The Bears show pressure, dropping everybody out in zone. And just look at Byard's eyes. He is all over Jacoby Myers. He sees the route develop. He jumps it. Well, that's how you start on defense. A secondary, Spiro, that really struggled a couple weeks ago against the Detroit Lions. Played a great game last week and starts it off on the road exactly the way Dennis Allen, their defensive coordinator, draws it up.
Caleb Williams, 14 of 25, 125 yards. And the one pick, Williams slings it over the middle. Chicago touchdown. Rome Odunze coming back home, and he's put the Bears back in front.
It looks to me like we have confusion. Both of these safeties, watch the communication pre-snap, and they both come down and there's no safety in the middle of the field. Both corners are playing outside leverage, trying to funnel it to somebody. Nobody's home. And Caleb Williams, just like he did last week, when the defense makes a mistake, he found it, made him pay. That was a great strike from Williams.
First and goal Bears, buck 39 left in regulation. Swift to the outside, in for the Chicago touchdown. And the Bears punching back have retaken the lead here in Vegas. A 54-yard attempt to try to put the Raiders in front. Jacob Goldenmeyer, the snapper, A.J. Cole, the holder, the kick is blocked! Unbelievable! In agony down on that Vegas sideline. It was Josh Blackwell sneaking in who got a fingertip on it. First blocked field goal for the Chicago Bears since week two of the 2023 season, and the reaction from Ben Johnson.
Spiro, that's unbelievable. You know how rare it is for an outside rusher to be the one to block it. When you see blocks, it's usually up the middle. For him to be able to bend that corner, get his hands on the football, just an incredible play and an incredible finish for Chicago.
A blocked field goal by the Chicago Bears in the closing seconds, and they're going to get out of here somehow, some way, with a second straight win. Caleb Williams, it wasn't pretty, but again, how do you navigate these ugly physical grind out games, as somehow they're going to get themselves to 2-2. For the Green Bay Packers, the only team before today to have 800 all-time victories, they're now joined on that list by the Chicago Bears. 25-24, our final score here at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet audio courtesy of CBS. This is hour one, minute one, well, really minute four of a Bears Monday on 670 The Score. You're listening to Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Greg Clips. Judson Richards along with you for the next 5 hours, taking you right up until the Mollenhauer pregame show. We will have all the sound, all the postgame audio of a Bears dramatic 25-24 win in Las Vegas over the Raiders. Now, the Raiders, they fall to 1-3 on the season. More importantly, the Bears improve to 2-2 on the year. Lawrence Holmes, he will join us in about 30 minutes from Las Vegas. We'll get his reaction, but we are here late into the night, early in the morning, so you can sound off. If you want to get on air, here's what I will promise you. If you want to get on in the next 5 hours, we will get you on these airwaves. 312-644-6767. I'll say it again, 312-644-6767. That is the text line as well. So if you want to sound off there, we'll keep an eye on the text. Again, if you want to get on this evening, I guess it is the morning, do so. 312-644-6767. This was one of those games, and I know, listen, sports fans, you all feel like out there everyone is being punished. But Bears fans specifically, it's like you have watched this before. In fact, I went back and I looked at that 10-game losing streak last year that the Bears went through. Five of those 10 games were single-digit games. A handful of those were decided by a field goal or not. So it's not like they lost by 20 points and you knew by, you know, mid-second quarter the game was over. No. You've seen this before. In fact, Caleb Williams has led what felt like would be a number of game-winning drives that the Bears, for whatever reason, did not come out victorious in. So you have seen this play out before, except for what was the final play of this game. That is what has made, I won't say the season different because they are just 2-2, but that's what made this Sunday different for the Bears, where you'd seen Caleb Williams put them in a place to win. You just hadn't seen the payoff, the payout, but this time it did pay off. Grant, let's enjoy this one again. Grant Leader there on the other side of the glass. This was, again, the final call on CBS of Josh Blackwell, now a.k.a. Blockwell, getting it done for the Bears.
A 54-yard attempt to try to put the Raiders in front. Jacob Goldenmeyer, the snapper, A.J. Cole, the holder. The kick is blocked! Unbelievable! In agony down on that Vegas sideline. It was Josh Blackwell sneaking in who got a fingertip on it. First blocked field goal for the Chicago Bears since week two of the 2023 season, and the reaction from Ben Johnson.
Spiro, that's unbelievable. You know how rare it is for an outside rusher to be the one to block it. When you see blocks, it's usually up the middle. For him to be able to bend that corner, get his hands on the football, just an incredible play. And an incredible finish for Chicago.
You know why it is believable? And phone lines already starting to light up. We'll get to those phone calls in just a moment. Again, 312-644-6767. Judson Richards with you for the next 5 hours, covering your Bears that are now 2-2, a dramatic victory, 25-24 over the Las Vegas Raiders. But Josh Blackwell explained on the Marquee Sports Network after the game how and why he was able to block that kick.
And throughout the week, Scott Daly had given us a little tip with the snapper. He would move the ball right before he would snap it. And so the first two, we got really good jumps. I'm like, I'm close. Like, I'm going to get one. AC was like, we got to get this kick blocked, and I got a good jump.
You know, we've focused a lot on coaching. We've talked so much about, hey, the Bears have drastically improved, not just with their head coach and Ben Johnson, but the entire coaching staff. But this was a game that came down to a conversation of their long snapper and Scott Daly seeing a tell, passed it along to Josh Blackwell. Blackwell not only had that conversation during the week, recognized it throughout the game, and then knew that he was going to be able to get there. So much so that Coach Hightower told Ben Johnson during the game, the special teams coordinator for the Bears, hey, watch
watch this. This is what is about to happen. Now, again, there's probably a number of times he's predicted things that didn't happen, but they had intel. They had done their homework. They have done their prep where this one play, it was going to be a 54-yarder that would have won it for the Raiders. We have watched this play out numerous times, but on this Sunday, it went the way of the Bears. 312-644-6767. Dave on the northwest side is going to hit leadoff for us this morning. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, here's my thing with the Bears. You are not good enough to keep shooting yourself in the foot. Over the four games, they're at 300 yards in penalties. Right? Look, I don't know who you think you are. They actually escaped that game. And the problem is, if you clean that up, you won't be keep putting yourself in situations like you are right now doing. It's sooner or later it's going to come. Usually it bites them in the foot.
Yep.
But they got away with it today. Now, that being said, the Bears are not good at adjustments. Watch this. Here's an adjustment that they made today that I didn't see coming. Max Crosby was all over them in the first half. They made an adjustment with the offensive lineman. They brought their second-round draft pick in. And all of a sudden, you didn't hear his name. Why is that possible? If you knew that from the beginning of the game, why did you start those guys or try to get that rid of?
So, Dave, couldn't you say that they did make some adjustment?
Well, with the linemen, they did.
Right. They benched Braxton Jones during this game. So, Theo Benedet ended up playing left tackle, Braxton Jones, I'm sorry, and Ozzie Trapillo was playing your right tackle.
Right. So, he was a second-round draft pick, right? So, aren't those draft picks supposed to be able to at least, I would think, start at a certain point?
Yeah, you would think so. Dave, thanks for the phone call. And there are a lot of issues that happened in this game, and there are still a lot of issues for the Bears. And one of those is what Dave just mentioned, that Ozzie Trapillo had not been active or he had been a healthy scratch up until week four. That's because Darnell Wright, the right tackle, was out. And so Theo Benedet was the starting right tackle. Braxton Jones was at left tackle. But when Ozzie Trapillo came in, because Braxton Jones ultimately got benched during the game, Theo Benedet moved to left tackle. You got Ozzie Trapillo at right tackle. And would you call it serviceable? I think you probably would. Max Crosby is what you wish Montez Sweat would be, right? But they did enough tonight, right? That's, you know, to what Dave just said, plenty of issues. I mean, at halftime, the Raiders had outrushed the Bears 138-2. The Bears had two rushing yards at the half. And we have plenty of time to talk about all the things that didn't work out. But one of the things that did work out for the Bears was a victory. Right? One of the things that I think about how much we cover and discuss the NFL in the offseason. I mean, think about how much you love the combine. Right, in the draft and free agency, how much we love and soak up the NFL in the offseason, and then we only get 17 games. 17 games. And so I've got to believe that, first of all, Allegiant Stadium was virtually Soldier Field, it felt like.
I feel like half the stadium was Bears fans.
Right, at least. And so I saw the reaction of those Bears fans. I know what was happening at my house. And I can only imagine what was happening around the Chicagoland area. I mean, this fan base is citywide, countrywide, and nationwide. That's why we are on in the middle of the night. So I've got to believe that we could spend a full segment, a full hour going over those issues. I'm good with that. But I also will recognize that all of those things that went wrong, when we only get 17 of them, this one added up to a victory, 25-24, and we've been using that C word. No, the one that we actually can use on air, that is culture. Culture is a word that is being discussed. And culture, it's not always beautiful with how you get there, but it comes with playing four quarters of football. And culture at times, it has to come from feeling good about the outcome. Maybe not feeling perfect about the game that was played, but do you know what that flight home is probably like for this Bears team? Do you know how much better it is that they have to sit with this one versus a loss when not playing until October 13th because they have an early bye week, which, by the way, they need? And I know that at times, you know, you talk about guys not making Sundays, guys being injured, and we call it excuses. But can we all agree that the first team is better than the reserves? So if we can agree on that, right? I think everyone can agree that the first string guys are better than reserves, okay? So when the Bears head into this game with five starters not available, five starters not available, and that's not including Jalen Johnson, who's on injury reserve. Darnell Wright could not go. Pretty important guy. Colston Loveland could not go. He's pretty important, the Bears' first-round pick. Grady Jarrett couldn't go, the guy who I think has played the hardest on the Bears' defense so far this season. TJ Edwards, their most reliable linebacker, could not go. And Kyler Gordon could not go either. So we can talk about problems, but when you have virtually six starters, if you include Jalen Johnson, that cannot go, and you're on a two-game win streak, I can find a lot more good in that than bad. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Brandon, who's with us in Morton Grove. Brandon, what's going on? Thanks for joining us on The Score.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. You know, time is the most important thing you can give in life, and I appreciate you guys working overnight, man.
Thanks, Brandon.
So you brought up culture, man, and you know, we're starting to see it right now. I mean, it's the Johnson effect. Last year, we had a blocked field goal by the Packers, and that was due to scouting, you know, by Cairo having a low trajectory on his kicks, and they said they were able to call that blocked field goal. But now we got a competent coaching crew, and, you know, it goes to say that, you know, preparation and complementary football is how you get wins in the NFL, and they're not easy to come by. So, I mean, it's just the momentum of everything that I think things are going in the right direction, because you could see how quickly things can flip, you know, from a bad loss like how Washington did to us last year.
Brandon, how did you enjoy this win? Where were you at? What were you doing?
At the house, you know, just in the garage, yep. You know, mm-hmm. With the Roku.
Nice.
Kind of flipping back and forth. But, yeah, man, it's the whole coaching staff is what's doing this, I think. Ben put together a really good coaching staff, and, you know, they're starting to build some confidence, and everybody's talking about buy-in. I think people are starting to buy into Coach Johnson now.
Brandon, I don't know if I've – We at some point I've mentioned his name, but in this conversation we haven't mentioned Caleb Williams. You talk about buy in it. Did you have confidence in Caleb when he needed to go get that touchdown?
You know what? He did what Grossman did. You know what I mean? He was not a game manager, but needed to do all the little things to get us in the right direction. And I think that's what Caleb is trending in. He's not losing the game for us. But, you know, he's not trying to do too much. He's taking what the defense is giving him. And, you know, I would just like to see, you know, and it's good to see them coming out of the huddle all on time. You know, the offensive mm-hmm. line guys were really happy jumping on Ben Johnson after the win. Mm-hmm. Just the morale is up, and that's can't ask for more.
Brandon, thanks for the call. Thanks for the nice words. Keep your morale up. I did not expect a Rex Grossman comp to Caleb Williams, because I feel very differently. You know, you mentioned game manager just a little bit better. I felt like Sunday's game, Ben Johnson, when he took the job and kind of said, I've never really had a quarterback that can do what Caleb can do, I felt like Caleb really owned that or earned that for Ben Johnson in this game.
Yeah, I would love to see Rex Grossman's Heisman too. I would love to see his trophy case with that big old Heisman sitting there.
Listen, that you know, Caleb, I mean, he has an absolute cannon, but then that 12-yard run, right, like that 12-yard scurry in that final drive, that drive for the Bears, 12 yards. No, he went 11 plays, 69 yards, 5 minutes, 11 seconds, and a couple of those were because of his legs and athleticism. His arms, his athleticism, and his instincts. I thought Caleb Williams was a huge reason why they won that game. He was 2-for-7 in the first quarter passing, 20-for-30 for the final three quarters. Again, we are with you until 5 a.m. In fact, really, for, you know, today is Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Bears Monday. Happy Bears Victory Monday. And so we are running the gauntlet. We are here with you. We are going all the way. Me personally and Grant Leader on the other side of the glass, we will take you right up to the Moline Haw pregame show. But coming up in just about 2 minutes, we will go to Las Vegas. Lawrence Holmes of the Spiegel Holmes Show. He is there. How did he enjoy this one? What did he make of this Bears victory? We'll talk to Lawrence coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raiders are all 2 on third down so far. Geno protected this time. Geno over the middle, and that's picked. It's Byard, his second INT of the half, and his third in the last five plus quarters.
Spiro, this, I believe that this is the exact same. This looks like the interception from the first quarter. Same look, Byard in the middle. He's going to look at Myers coming inside, and he's going to jump it. It's the exact same play.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That audio from CBS. As the Bears get it done, they beat the Raiders. The Bears improved to 2-2 on the season. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And that, boy, that Tyreek Stevenson interception as well. I mean, that was, that's going to be one of the best interceptions you see this season. The Bears take it away four times, three interceptions, and one fumble lost against the Raiders, a big, big reason why the Bears not only improved to 2-2, but are also on a two-game win streak. Let's talk about a guy who is there in Las Vegas. He is on the ground. Just a reminder, the Spiegel Holmes Show coming up today. Hall of Famer Kurt Warner will join them at 3 o'clock. So they'll take a look, get thoughts from the Hall of Famer, what he sees, not only from the Bears offense, but from Caleb Williams specifically. Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Chimes will join them coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon as well. But Lawrence, we've seen this one go a lot of different directions. The Bears are a winner. How did you enjoy this one?
Well, you know, we've been here at Circa all weekend, and we've had a lot of stuff that we've been doing with clients. So I stuck around. I was thinking about going to the game and covering it like old school media style, but I figured I would hang out. And here's what I did. And I'll just preview something that we're going to do on Spiegel and Holmes later on today. I have spent the entire day, Judson, looking at Bears fans who have been here at Circa and what jerseys they have on, like what Bears jerseys. And I have a spreadsheet. That's how many Bears fans I've encountered since this morning, since we came up with the idea. And I mean, it runs the gamut. So I watched the game here, took my notes, you know, got ready to do all my post-game stuff. The way that that game ended was satisfying, I think, for a lot of Bears fans. It was completely satisfying to see them win in a way that
it looked like that game was going to be the end of them, and it was going to cause a lot of consternation over the next few weeks. But to see them work as hard as they did and put together another one of those soul-crushing drives against an opponent like we saw last week was extremely satisfying.
Lawrence, I can only imagine what you saw with those jerseys, so I look forward to that. And I'm assuming a good number of them were number 18 jerseys, or there's going to be far more number 18 jerseys being worn. I went and looked at that losing streak last year, that 10-game losing skid. Five of those games they lost by single digits, right? Like we'd watched this before where Caleb would have a game-winning drive or a go-ahead drive, and then they would just lose it. But this ended up different. This looked different, and perhaps this is different.
Yeah, and you don't want to try and draw too much from it, because you look at the last two opponents and you say there are some things missing from both the Cowboys and from the Raiders. But what you are seeing, I think, is continued growth in Caleb Williams and belief in what it is that Ben Johnson is doing. I watched the post-game stuff in the locker room, and that's a team that's starting to think that their coach knows how to do this job. And, you know, like you played sports at a high level. It's one thing for someone to tell you what's going on. It's another thing to get the results from the hard work that helps reinforce the idea that all the things that you're doing are the right things.
Yeah, no doubt. Lawrence Holmes from Spiegel & Holmes with us as we celebrate this 25-24 victory as the Bears take down the Raiders in Las Vegas. And Lawrence, you mentioned that, you know, because you said it, right? They have a bye week. They don't play until October 13th against the Commanders Monday Night Football. That'll be a lot of fun. But I was thinking a lot about that ride home, that flight home, that commute home, right? Like we know they beat the Cowboys, they beat the Raiders, the way that it's gone, the way that it looked, because there was a lot of bad football today from the Bears. But what that kind of can breathe into you and what you can live with until they meet up with the Commanders, there is so much growth in it in itself as you're trying to build a new culture.
And because you're on bye, this could be a very fun flight home.
Yes, that's a good point.
It doesn't have to be the one for treatment. It can be the let's have a good time on this, you know, 3-hour flight back. And Ben can give them tomorrow and Tuesday off and have a light practice Wednesday and Thursday and give them a whole weekend off. Those are the types of things that when you're winning, it's easier to justify from a head coaching standpoint. And to have two full weeks off, too. Well, like you said, it's a Monday night game against Washington. So it's two full weeks for guys to recover, for them to figure some things out. Like the tackle situation is a problem. And the fact that we're now at Theo Benedict and Ozzie Trapillo being the two tackles for this team, they're going to have to work through that. And I thought that those guys playing left and right respectively actually did a decent job in the second half against Max Crosby. In the first half, I wouldn't be surprised if he still ends up being AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Yep.
He was amazing. The pressures, the tackle for losses, the forced fumble, the interception, like the pass breakups that he had in the game, it was amazing. But they did just enough in the third and fourth quarter that the Bears were able to sustain a couple of drives. But that being said, there's still a lot of work there. Like, that's not ideal that you have an undrafted free agent and a rookie as your tackles. Now, it's bolstered because you have such a veteran interior on your line, but still – If you know that it's going to be Benedict and Trapillo, if you're Washington, you can start thinking of ways to try and attack them.
Lawrence, I watched your post-game video. You said something really interesting about the run game and how they were able to actually get it going, or at least, you know, they could move the chains or complement the passing game when they needed to. What do you make of where they're at as of now? DeAndre Swift still really seems to be having some struggles. And I thought Kyle Manungai had a lift a couple of times. And should we be seeing more of him?
They got to figure something out. It just doesn't seem to... It doesn't seem to be working for Swift as your guy that's going to run the interior, even though he did come up with a big run in the interior towards the end of the game. He seems like he would be a really great complement to someone else. So they've got to figure out who that is. It's a frustrating thing, Judson, because you think back to the pre-draft process and you look around and there are a lot of young running backs that were there for the Bears to take in the second round. And I know that there were a ton of Bears fans that wanted the Bears to draft Ashton Jeanty. And you saw what he's capable of inside of today's game. He was very special after being very pedestrian for the first three games of the season. They've got to, and the thing is, I don't know if it's an issue of scheme. Like I've seen Ben Johnson's run scheme work in Detroit, and you have to keep in mind that he didn't want DeAndre Swift. That 3 years ago they moved on from DeAndre Swift, and now this is the best running back on the Bears roster. That's something that you look at Ryan Poles and go, did you give your team the best chance to take the next step forward offensively when you still have something like that and as a problem for your team?
Yeah, the Bears had all of 2 rushing yards at halftime. I mean, listen, without the takeaways, they don't win this game. They do get it done. Lawrence, finally, your takeaway of where we're at 4 weeks in with Caleb Williams.
I think, you know, Theo Epstein always talked about development not always being linear. I think that so far, Caleb's development with Ben Johnson has been kind of linear. And we're seeing him get better. Now, last week, that Dallas defense is atrocious. Like, we saw it again tonight. They gave up 40 points tonight. But what I'm impressed by is he's got an ability to understand when to, as the kids say, lock in. Like that's something that even last year you would see with Caleb at the end of games, that he will make the great play. And he did that. Like that throw to Rome Odunze over the middle, that scramble that ended up putting them in a much more manageable 3rd and 3. Those are all things that you want to see your quarterback do. Him be a part of winning. And now it's just a matter of continuing to be more consistent on some of the plays that the layups. They keep talking about that. That's the beautiful thing about this, Judson, is they can still – coach off of this, that they don't have to, the winning helps with the coaching. It's, I think, from my experience of covering NFL teams, it's always easier when you're coaching off of wins. You can go harder with the players because, hey, we won, but we can get better. And the players that I've covered, they always craved to get better. And now Ben Johnson has this in front of him with all of the young players, but specifically with Caleb, to say, look at what we did. Look at what we accomplished. But you can still be better. We could have been in a situation where we didn't have to struggle to come back in this. But doing it on a win, it makes things a lot easier.
Lawrence, I know it's a few hours away, but you want to set your show for us today? I know you're talking to one Hall of Famer at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. Like, Kurt Warner is going to join us on the show. We're also going to talk about our trips. We had an incredible experience watching the Sunday night game. Matt Walsh from Veep he was there with us.
Yeah, really?
He went to the game and he was decked out in a jersey and the whole thing. And Scott Armstrong, who wrote Old School and Semi Pro, he was there with us. Like, so we were all just hanging out at the pool watching the Packers game end in a tie, which is very unsatisfying. But it was, that's been like the theme of this weekend, is how many Bears fans, and you heard it at Allegiant Stadium.
Yep.
The Bears fans were there. That was like a home game. And that's a disadvantage for a Raiders franchise overall, because you look at the fan bases that can come and invade that place. Bears fans travel, Dallas fans travel, Rams fans travel. They'll at least travel to Las Vegas. Phoenix fans will travel. Like, it's such a transient place filled with so many different types of people that it's easy for another team's fan base to come in and take over. And I'm not surprised. Bears fans do this in a lot of places. And I knew for sure with all the snowbirds that are down here and close enough in Phoenix to come up that we would see this. And I think it was beneficial for the Bears. And the way that those guys reacted after the game, watching them on the field enjoying this win and seeing Bears fans cheering them on, I think all of it was pretty great.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, Packers were talking about running the table over the last two NFL weekends. Yeah, it is. But over the last two NFL weekends, the Bears have won two in a row, and the Packers have gone winless. Hard to believe. Lawrence, thank you so much for doing this, buddy. We will be listening this afternoon.
Thanks, Jesse.
It was so nice to also get a semi-pro reference in this. Does anybody remember the team name of the movie Semi-Pro? The Flint, Michigan Tropics. That's kind of one of those, it's kind of a sleeper Will Ferrell movie. Obviously not there with Old School, but still worth a watch if you haven't seen it. So looking forward to Spiegel and Holmes today. They will react from Las Vegas yet again. Kurt Warner will join them. Kurt, like if I were Kurt's dad, I'd be like, hey, kid, slow down on social media. If you've been following, I mean, Kurt Warner, he is, you know, going back and forth with everyone. He's an incredible contrarian. And I've been very drawn into the Kurt Warner content. So look forward to what he has to say about Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and how those two are matching up in this performance from the Bears. And of course, the bigger picture from, I think Kurt Warner can offer, like building a culture, what this looks like, you know, is this a real stepping stone? And we know who the Bears have beaten. Now, again, the Cowboys now look a little bit more impressive because they just went toe-to-toe with the Packers on Sunday Night Football and come away with a tie. So keep that in mind. Like, the Packers still haven't been able to win away from Lambeau. Now, Matt Eberflus, as a defensive coordinator, can't stop a nosebleed. Grant, what was the final in that game? Was it 30? What was the tie? Oh, it was 40-all.
40-all.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, so last one to have the ball. It was 40-40, the Packers and the Cowboys. So the Cowboys' defense isn't any good. I get it. But my takeaway against the Cowboys and what we saw from Caleb Williams, it wasn't just so much about the Bears beating up on a bad offense. I think it gave us a really clear indication of what Caleb Williams can do in a clean pocket, right? Like in a super clean pocket. And that's what Jared Goff was able to do a lot of with the, you know, with the Lions with Ben Johnson. So it's not just solely about either a bad defense. It's about the Bears creating a clean pocket. And if it's not there, can Caleb Williams use his legs and extend plays? And that's what I felt like today's game came down to. It also came to not turning the ball over, right? Caleb had one interception. I don't want to take anything away from Max Crosby. He was a beast today. He looked like a top five player in the NFL, non-quarterback.
Yeah, he's great.
But it was his first interception of his career. Like, he bats down, I think it was fourth most since he's come in the NFL, batted balls. It's the first time he's had an interception. So maybe a little bit fluky. But my point is, Caleb Williams, I think, still did a good job taking care of the football. right? Even though there's not a clean pocket like there was against the Dallas Cowboys, how do you perform? Caleb was 22 of 37, 212 yards, one touchdown, and one INT. Geno Smith, 14 of 21, 117 yards, two touchdowns, but three interceptions. Kevin Byard baited him beautifully twice. I think Adam Archuleta tried to make the point that it was on the same play design. And then Tyrique Stevenson had a phenomenal interception as well. But as far as what we've seen of the Bears beating two bad teams, let's also keep this in mind. Like, the Bears have averaged five wins the previous 3 years. The Bears have one winning season over the last 12 years. So if you're going, ah, they beat a bad team, there isn't a team that the Bears over the last 3 years should really consider less than. The Bears have had the number one overall pick twice in the last 3 years, and they traded one of them. My point is, I wouldn't be saying, they're just beating up on bad teams. I'd rather lean towards perhaps they're turning the corner. Especially if they're winning without six starters. Five were scratches, and then you've got Jalen Johnson on the IR for football.
IL for baseball.
I've been thinking about Cade Horton, obviously.
Oh, man.
Let's get you in. 312-644-6767. I said it. The Bears turning the corner with this win as they improve upon their culture. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 312-644-6767. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we will play the entirety of the Ben Johnson post-game sound. I found this to be very entertaining. He wanted so badly to be positive, yet his face told me he was so pissed. He was so pissed, and I really, really appreciate that about him, right? Like, I took a nonverbal communication class in college. His body and face was telling me that he meant nothing that was coming out of his mouth when he kept saying what a good win it was and that he was happy. He was not happy, and I don't have a problem with that at all because his offense really, really struggled, especially that run game as well. So we'll play that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Most importantly, we want to get you in. 312-644-6767. That's the number to call and text. But coming up next, that culture word. Have you heard the audio from the locker room as they gave out game balls? I think this will sell you if you've been a non-believer of a changing culture. That audio is coming up next on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're here to take your calls and text, 312-644-6767. Also, to remind you this, the NL Wildcard Series begins tomorrow between your Cubs and the Padres at Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage begins at 1:30 right here on 670 The Score. First pitch at 2:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Also, we want to set the rundown for what's coming your way all day today on 670 The Score. Let's begin with Mully and Haw. 7:25, You know that man. Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune will talk about this Bears victory. 25-24, the Bears beat the Raiders. They improved to 2-2 on the season. Olin Krutz will join them coming up at 8 o'clock. Good stuff from Olin. Bruce Levine at 8:25 will get you set for that Cubs-Padres in a wild card series. Oh, really looking forward to this one. Aditi Kegawala, the CBS reporter in the Bears-Raiders game, and we will at some point talk about that kind of awkward back and forth between Aditi and Ben Johnson at halftime. But Aditi will join Mullen Hawk coming up at 9 o'clock. Then the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show, 11 o'clock. Dan Wiederer will join them. Anthony Heron at 1 o'clock. Looking forward for Anthony dissecting the line of scrimmage really for the Bears on offense and defense. And then Spiegel and Holmes, Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. Jason Leisure will join them coming up at 4 o'clock. That C word, right? Culture. That C word is an important one. I thought as disgusting of a loss the Bears took the Detroit Lions, 52-21, I believe was the final score. I thought that was a game where I thought, all right, we're going to learn a lot about the Bears and how they follow up and how they perform the following week, right? Because we know that is a lot of teachable moments for the Bears coaching staff, but it also was a chance for Ben Johnson to say, you guys might think you're playing hard. Watch how a real team plays hard. And I know Ben Johnson was not shy about saying we saw some guys playing, you know, not only to the, I know you use the word, we're not practicing at the caliber of a championship level team, but more importantly, just guys not running to the ball. And the E word, effort, not enough effort. And so when Ben Johnson challenged this team, that gave us a chance to go, well, what's this going to look like, right? Are they going to say, hey, our coach isn't with us, they're against us? We've seen it all. If you've been watching sports, if you've been watching the Bears long enough, you know that teams will react differently to being challenged by a head coach. I thought that the way they beat the Cowboys spoke volumes about the way they reacted to the coach and what they think of him and this coaching staff. And today was ugly. There was a lot of bad football. I thought the Bears played really, really hard shorthanded. And most importantly, they came away with a win. And that feeds a culture. And I thought that it played out and we got to see it with a really great behind-the-scenes look in the locker room. This is what it sounded like when Ben Johnson handed out footballs, and also you got to hear from those players that got those balls after this 25-24 victory.
How about that?
Yes, sir!
How about that?
Yes, sir!
Let me tell you something, man. That's a character win.
Yes, yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And it took all 60 minutes.
Yes, sir.
And you know what it took?
Oh,
it took belief.
Yes, sir.
It took belief,
yes,
that
sir,
we were going to find a way.
Yes, sir.
Because at the end of the day, gentlemen, that was two teams that were f-ing desperate.
Yes, sir.
Both teams.
Mm.
I give them a lot of credit, man. But you know who wanted just a little bit more?
Yes, sir.
Chicago Bears.
Yes, sir. Chicago.
That's Chicago. I got a few game balls. I just see the two interceptions, all right? But you talk about big time tackle when we needed it. Let me get a little Kevin Byard action.
Hey, now, real talk, listen. Coach said it the other week. The book on this team is that if we get the game close, we was gonna lose. And what the we do today? Culture win, fellas.
Yeah.
We talk about changing the culture. That's how you do it, fellas. Let's go into this bye week, man. Let's get this going, baby.
Yeah.
Man, we wouldn't have won that game had we not gone 4-for-4 on field goals. Give me a big
Speech! Hey, man. Like I said earlier in the year, like, I'm inspired by all you guys. You guys are the best teammates, O-line, you know, come through every, it doesn't, you know, it's not just me, snap, hold, HD,
mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All of us.
All right, man, and you know, game on the line when we needed it most.
Come on.
When we needed it most, we needed someone to step up to the plate. Josh Blackwell!
I appreciate y'all for real, man.
Yeah, be not.
Man, we going to the bye week 500, man. Let's keep stacking, man.
Bring it on in. Here we go. Good, better, best. Never let it rain. Never let it rain. Good gets better.
Good gets better.
And it better gets
better.
And
it better gets better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
All right, so who's got that T-shirt? Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good gets better and your better gets best. Now, that may just be a great video. We see them all around the NFL. Like a lot of great speeches, a lot of great celebrations in the locker room after a win like that. But I'm telling you, when you've got 2 weeks to sit on something before your next game, would you rather it be that or what's happening in the Raiders locker room after that game? First of all, no matter what, I'll take the bye week right now because somehow this team is just incredibly beat up by week five. And maybe you can, you know, if you're a glass half full person, you'll say, okay, well, it's good timing that it happened. If you're glass half empty, you may just say, this is a team that just doesn't have players built to play 17 games. That would be hard to push back on. We don't know the outcome of that. But they were missing five starters today, plus Jalen Johnson on the IR. And so when you have a chance, you know, someone like Kyler Gordon, you got to think they were approaching that knowing they've got 2 weeks coming. Let's just make sure he's 100%. So all the, you know, Darnell Wright, TJ Edwards, Colston Loveland. Who else am I forgetting? Someone else? There's just so many of them. But you get to get those guys healthy. You get to feed off of this victory. And then you get a chance at redemption against the Commanders coming up on Monday Night Football. That's building culture. And that's allowing Ben Johnson to really, really continue to dangle that carrot to find out of what you really are. Speaking of Ben Johnson, we will hear him in full coming up next from his post-game audio. We'll also take your calls, 312-644-6767. This is a Bears Monday on 6-7 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.